Thank you for tuning into The Record here. Let's talk now about one of the distinguishing features of Seattle, which is our big East African community. There are 25 to 30,000 people living in King County, mostly recent immigrants and refugees from countries like Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea. It's one of America's biggest East African communities. These people have had difficult lives already, and you might think it all gets easier when they arrive here. Not so. There is a language barrier. It's hard to find work. And for young East African men, there can be violence.
We had about 4 murders last summer, most of, if not all, which involved young East African men gunned down in our streets.
That is Habtamu Abdi, born and raised in Ethiopia. He told KUOW's Deborah Wong that the Seattle Police Department hired him last year to help build trust between the police and East Africans.
Trust, you know, my personal philosophy is trust is not something you build and then you wrap up and say it's done. Trust is something you continue working on. It's always a work in progress. You know, you cannot say we have built a trust with East African community and we're done. No, you can lose a trust within, you know, a blink of an eye.
So in your role as a liaison with the community, what do you do personally to try to maintain that trust?
If there is any concerns in the community, I'm the ear and the mouth of the community, and I bring that to the department. We have built different programs specifically targeting East Africans. For example, after I was hired, I created a new event called Coffee with a Captain. What we do is we come together monthly and meet with captains in different precincts. So residents and citizens of each and every neighborhood will have a platform where they come and report, you know, whatever is going on in their neighborhoods at a monthly basis. And I organize different activities. For example, last month we have a holy month of Ramadan, which is, you know, highly respected by East African Muslim community. So Deputy Chief Carmen Best went all the way down to the mosque and broke a bread with the members of the community. And that has a very, very strong message to members of the community. So I do things like that. And pretty much if there is any need for language translations and interpretations, I stepped in.
We've seen so much in the news about other police departments and shootings around the country of black men. Tensions rising around in cities around the country about the relationships between police and the black community. And I'm wondering how you feel Seattle is doing overall now in terms of its relationships between police and African Americans or Africans, especially because we've been under the microscope for a number of years.
That's right.
After the Justice Department came in and found that there had been excessive use of force here.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing now, do you think?
It's a part of human nature. You know, people react whenever things happen. When Seattle, what we're doing differently, which really I was impressed and very proud of working for this department, is we understand people's anger, people's frustrations, and the department is very, you know, politely and professionally addressing those concerns. A good evidence for that is, you know, the chief herself and the deputy chiefs and other, you know, officers going down to the church and meeting with the mothers and pastors before even things happen. Even though it didn't happen here in Seattle, thousands of miles away from here, we proactively reach out to the communities. That way, those problems will not be repeated on our streets here in Seattle.
As a person of color, do you feel any of that? When you say we understand the hurt, do you feel that hurt? Do you feel that anger? I mean, have you had any sort of negative interactions with police that in your life here in Seattle?
Well, One thing needs to be highlighted here. I'm a father myself, you know, and like you said, a person of color, black. And whenever I hear different incidents, like any other citizens, you know, I'll put myself in them in their shoes. And of course, you know, fear is a part of human nature. I'll put myself, what if my kid was in that place? Like any other parent, I'll be concerned. So, but what makes me stronger and walk away from my fear is that on a daily basis, I try all my best to narrow those communication gaps. That way, I or my kid or somebody who look like me will not be a victim of that problem.
And what's the response? What response do you hear?
Well, you don't expect uniform kind of response from, you know, such a very diverse community, you know, depending on who you're talking to. And I've run into a meeting where, you know, people just be mad about what happened elsewhere, and they're extremely concerned about the fact that maybe their kid will be next. And like I said, their frustration is very understandable, you know. And then at the same time, I have seen a situation where, you know, even the parents are really concerned about officers being killed here and there. And just like they're concerned for their kids, I've heard the mother saying, those officers are also somebody's kid, somebody's son, and somebody's daughter. So there is a very balanced view when it comes to this incident in our community. The primary roots and the cause of all these problems and all this crisis is the trust and miscommunications. What I do is make sure at the end of the day, nobody benefits from crisis. Nobody benefits from somebody's being killed on the street. I want to see a thriving, successful community. I want to see our kids join colleges and become engineers and doctors and lawyers and live the American dreams they dreamed before they got here. We have seen all kinds of challenges back home. We've gone through many brutalities. So when you get here, we're making sure no minutes or seconds be wasted on any crisis. We rather put all our patience and energies and all the resources we have on positive activities and influence our young men and women. So that's what I preach on a daily basis.
So how does that feel then when you see this situation where young East African men are killed and die by violence on the streets of Seattle? How does that make you feel? I mean, how do you deal with that?
It's very unfortunate. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have attended, if not all, most of those funerals myself in person. So when you have a parent who crossed oceans and, you know, travel through refugee camps and get here, and finally they lost their loved ones to gun violence, it really kills you inside. And that's very painful. So it's not only something I do because I get paid. It's something I do because I'm really concerned, because I'm a member of the community myself. And I'm raising a kid in this community myself. And it was a wake-up call for all of us last year. Thank God, this year, 2016, we have zero murders in this community so far.
Great.
So, and we're doing well.
Is there any specific thing that you want to see happen or improve between relations between the East African community and police? Is there any one thing that you want to just say, okay, this needs to change?
Well, my hope always is to see young men and women from this community come and join the department. That way, they themselves take the issue of their community to their hands. They themselves will be detectives and investigators. They themselves can patrol their own streets and their neighborhoods. And my vision is to see East African men and women in the command staff, captains, sergeants, lieutenants, detectives. And we have only one officer right now in the department. And there was a time where I said, should I join the department myself and put on that uniform? You know, I was very impressed by the statement made by Chief from Texas after the incident. He said, we're hiring. And if you're really concerned about others targeting your community, come and join and serve your own community.
That is the Seattle Police Department's East African liaison, Habtamu Abdi, telling KUOW's Deborah Wong how we can build some trust between Seattle officers and our big local East African community.